A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
What?
I said a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I know what you said. I mean, what in the nine triangles of Bongalorn are you talking about?
It's a proverb. The humans, they use them all the time. In fact, they're the 932nd most popular human thing to you. Well, next to crack cocaine and fidget spinners. Well, I mean, you said you wanted to do a show about them.
Oh, right, the show. I almost forgot. Hello, listener. You are listening to Mars Radio 14, the third best radio station in the Martian Space Force broadcasting spectrum. My name is Captain Half Milk Carton. I've been joined by Lieutenant Bungalow, who is just back from Earth.
And on this show, we're going to be talking about proverbs.
Will you wish, Bungalow? That's my bit to say.
It doesn't matter who says it. The listeners don't give a crap who says it. All they care is that it is said.
It matters to me a lot. There's no point in me if I don't have things to do and say.
Ah, have milk on the humans of a proverb for that. It goes, do not become a tree unless you like to stand around a lot. With your arms outstretched.
That doesn't sound right, Bungalow. And get back to the thing you were saying about the two bushes. What are they?
It was two birds, not two bushes. And birds are small creatures with feathers that lay eggs and fly around the place, excreting as they go. It's delightful, really.
Oh, like Martina Ruddlesplitch.
Yeah, I guess. Like her, only, you know, smaller.
Why would I want two Martina Ruddlesplitches? Sorry, I mean two small Martina Ruddlesplitches.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't. What you want is one small Martina Ruddlesplitch, like in your hand. That'd be nice. I could do that, yeah.
Right. It sounds messy. Are there any other proverbs?
Oh, any amount of them. I mean, humans can't get enough of this stuff. They just can't.
Right.
That's the truth.
I know, you said that.
I did.
For obligong's sake, have you asteroids in your head, Bungalow? Can you give another example of a human proverb before I mush your anterior vestibule into frungle?
Actions speak louder than words.
And what do you mean by that?
It's another human proverb.
Okay, then what do humans mean by that?
Well, they mean that if you kick something, like say a box or an enchilon cylinder, then the resulting sound is far superior to anything your vocal cords can create.
That is the greatest load of gibberish I have ever heard.
Well, I mean, it might seem like gibberish to you, Half Milk Carton, but proverbs are a big deal to humans. And I mean, you know what they say about humans.